Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
If you are from Chicago, if you are from anywhere in Northern Illinois, you are well aware of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. But are you aware of exactly how much they do and how people across the nation look to them to lead the way? Julie Yurko is the president and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Julie, congratulations on your latest honor.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thanks for having me today.
Julie has been named the 2025 Food Bank Leader of the Year by Food Bank News. That's a national publication covering hunger relief organizations and trends across the country. So these are your peers, correct?
That's true, yes. It's other leaders at food banks across the United States. There are 200 of us who ladder up to Feeding America.
My gosh. And how many food pantries does the Northern Illinois Food Bank oversee?
Sure. We oversee 300 food pantries and an additional 600 feeding sites across 13 counties. All around Chicago, we are in the suburbs, and we go out past Rockford into Stevenson County and as far south as Kankakee.
And I had read that through that, you provide 93 million meals. How often? Is that yearly? Must be.
That is annually, yes, 93 million meals every year across Northern Illinois.
My God, that's overwhelming. So from anyone, you know, who doesn't do what you do for a living, we look at that and think, oh my gosh, you could be the CEO of a major company and making millions of dollars every year, but this is what you choose to do, and I know you're not making multi-millions. So what is your allure? Why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because I have had a season in my life when I didn't have enough. And at the time, I was able to get support for my family through free and reduced lunch and free health care, but I didn't know about the charitable food system. And so once I had the privilege of learning about it and going to work for the food bank, it has become my passion. I know the fear that a mom feels when she can't feed her kids, and I want to make sure that we are here for all of our families when they need some help.
Oh, my gosh. You've lived it, and now you're helping others live through it. What a beautiful story that you just shared. Has the volume increased over the past 6 months?
We have seen a sharp increase in folks coming to us. Of course, when you look at the economy, number one, things are so expensive. So food insecurity is driven by financial insecurity. So many people are working. They might even have two jobs, but they can't pay all their bills. And so with the increased costs, just going to the grocery store costs more. Certainly Christmas time costs more. But you also look at what's happening with benefits coming from the federal government. And we have seen those discontinued last month during the shutdown, and other cutbacks are being made to the Affordable Care Act. And so more and more people are turning to us for help.
Absolutely. And who are the people that turn to you for help? Are they older? Are they younger? What does a typical person who shows up at one of the food pantries look like to you?
Yeah, so it's funny when you say, are they older? Are they younger? I'm going to say yes and yes. We serve so many seniors, right? Seniors on a fixed income, veterans and military families, students who are balancing going to school, getting their degree, but having to work and have family responsibilities. We see folks who have different abilities coming to us who may not be able to be employed. But I would say so many people we see are actually working adults trying to care for their families, and they just are not earning enough.
Yeah, that seems to be the story of many people. And there was another story, a year-end study put out by the Associated Press and NORC, which is a research firm here in Chicago, and the headline reads, most U.S. adults aren't making year-end charitable contributions. That this year, during the holiday season, which is traditionally a very generous time of year where people make big contributions to their favorite charities, they're just not seeing it this year. Have you felt that impact?
You know, thankfully we have not. And I do believe there was such a spotlight when SNAP benefits were discontinued last month that many people heard when, gosh, in Illinois alone, that was $350 million of benefits that were delayed. People knew the food banks and food pantries were going to make up the difference. So if they had resources to invest, they were able to do that. So thankfully, we do have a community response fund. We are covering a decline of $3 to $4 million coming from the federal government and investing an additional $4 million on top of that. So we have huge need, but thankfully we have seen folks stepping up. As I always say, our food bank runs on the goodness of others.
Yes, it does. And I know that people feel very good about donating product, but it's money that you can turn into many meals, right? You can go, you can make a dollar stretch further than most of us can.
We can. In food banking, a majority of the food we get is given to us by manufacturers, retailers, or individuals. And so we just pay to move the food. We don't pay for the food. So if you invest $10 with Northern Illinois Food Bank, we can provide a neighbor with $80 worth of fresh, nutritious groceries.
Wow. That's an impact that we're looking for right there. And you are a 501c3. You're a nonprofit organization. And so those big donors that give you food, are we talking grocery stores? Are we talking about manufacturers? Who fuels the need for food in food banks and pantries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many of our retailers, and I won't even try to name them all, but pretty much cover all of Chicagoland. If you're going into a grocery store, we're going to come to the back of the store. And when there's a bruised apple or a dented can, we're going to collect food that is perfectly safe for human consumption and get that out through our network. We're also
that's what we want to hear. You know, I think that's what people want to hear, because we're so wasteful in this country. We waste so much food. And I'm telling you what, when I let something go bad in my fridge, I'm devastated. I'm embarrassed. And I can only imagine what that is like for restaurants and for grocery stores.
Yes. So we huge environmental impact of food banking, because we're rescuing. It's about 40 million pounds of food out of grocery stores. And then we'll get another 25 million pounds from our manufacturing donors. So that might be, you know, a can that might be slightly dented, or my favorite story is from years ago. They were Butterfinger candy bars that had too much chocolate on them.
Oh.
Like too much, right? Or just they have extra product. And so they'll donate that to us. And again, perfectly safe, delicious groceries that we get out through our network.
That's wonderful. Well, you do great work, and I just wanted to highlight what you do and personally congratulate you on the honor that your peers within the industry have bestowed upon you, because it speaks volumes about this part of the world. And as you mentioned, how giving and kind and generous people are, especially in Chicago, mm-hmm. when it involves their neighbors.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I'm honored and delighted to talk with you today.
And simply tell people before I let you go, if they are moved by the conversation, where can they go make a donation?
Yes, go to solvehungertoday.org, solvehungertoday.org. There is a donate button right there, so it's real easy to make a gift. There's also a volunteer button. And so if you want to come and donate some time, we have four centers: Lake Forest, Joliet, Rockford, and Geneva, Illinois. And then finally, you're going to see a Get Groceries button. So if you're struggling right now and you need a little help, click on that button. You can find a local food pantry or program near you where you'll get wonderful food from a very friendly food baker, I promise.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Julie. Have a beautiful holiday season.
Thank you. You too. Take care.